Last week's storm in the Twin Cities was hard on birds as well as people. But quantifying the destruction of birds is not an easy task. Apparently, not too many ornithologists stay outdoors during storms watching for lightning or hailstones to strike birds, so there's not too much information about this in the ornithological literature. There are recorded cases of baby goldfinches drowning in their nests, which are so well waterproofed with thistle down that rainwater can't run through. And the nests and nestlings of many species are knocked out of trees during high winds. In the early 1800s, John James Audubon saw two nighthawks struck down by lightning in Florida. In 1939, one ornithologist just happened to witness a bolt of lightning blast 34 white pelicans out of the sky in Nebraska. In 1941, one ornithologist watched four double-crested cormorants fall out of a flock after a sharp flash of lightning. All four were dead, although their feathers were unmarked. In another storm, more than 50 snow geese were blasted out of a large flock by a single lightning streak. At least one goose was badly mangled, and autopsies revealed that many of the others apparently died on impact with the ground. Both bald eagles and ospreys have been killed by lightning while sitting atop their nests in tall trees during storms. Hail takes a large toll, too. Over 148,000 ducks and geese were killed in two hailstorms in Alberta, Canada in July 1953, along with countless smaller birds. A 30-minute hailstorm in New Mexico in October 1960 killed about 1,000 sandhill cranes. And most curiously of all, in 1938, a biologist discovered two dead California condors which had apparently been beamed by hailstones while eating a horse carcass. Considering how few condors there are, now only a handful remain, all in California zoos, hail thus represents a significant cause of this species' ultimate demise. Hurricanes take an incredible toll of birds, including many Wisconsin and Minnesota birds migrating along the East Coast in fall. And it would be impossible to quantify just how many birds are killed by all the tornadoes that roar through the Midwest each summer. No wonder not a single U.S. insurance company provides coverage for wild birds. All in all, the trappings of civilization may beat facing the elements armed with just a thin layer of feathers and a family tree 70 million years long. As the eminent ornithologist Joel Carl Welty wrote, "On all sides and at all times, birds are surrounded by threats to their lives." But if thinking of all this destruction saddens you, just look out your window at the many birds that survived last week's storm. Birds are certainly fragile, but without a doubt, they are here to stay. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.